All right, so we've seen how a botanist's curious observation of jittery pollen grains led to Einstein's groundbreaking theory.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the undeniable proof of atoms.
It's amazing.
But this was just the beginning, right?
Yeah.
This discovery had a ripple effect.
Right.
That went far beyond just saying atoms exist.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
What were some of the biggest impacts of this discovery?
Well, one of the key areas that was profoundly influenced was the field of statistical physics.
Statistical physics. You know I love a good science deep dive.
Uh-huh.
But can you break that down for me?
Of course.
What exactly does statistical physics deal with?
So think of it this way. It's the science of understanding how large groups of things behave.
Okay.
Even if you can't track every single individual.
Okay.
Like trying to predict the movement of a flock of birds.
Right.
But you don't need to follow each bird's exact flight path. Mm-hmm. You can understand the overall patterns and trends of the whole flock.
Okay, I'm kind of getting it.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on each individual bird, we're looking at the big picture.
Right.
The overall movement of the flock.
Exactly.
But how does this relate to atoms in Brownian motion?
That's where Einstein's work comes in.
Okay.
Remember how he showed that the random jiggling of those pollen grains was caused by countless collisions with even tinier atoms and molecules?
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect example of a statistical phenomenon.
Ah, I see. So it's not about tracking the movement of each individual atom.
Right.
It's about understanding how the collective behavior of all those atoms bumping into each other.
Yes.
Creates those larger scale movements we can observe.
Exactly.
Okay. That's pretty mind blowing.
It is, isn't it?
So it's like this.
Yeah.
By studying these tiny, seemingly chaotic movements at the atomic level.
Right.
We can actually start to understand and even predict how things behave in the larger world.
Precisely.
Wow. That's really putting it into perspective.
It is amazing.
So this isn't just about atoms anymore.
Right.
It's about applying this new understanding to other things involving large numbers of anything, right?
You got it. It helps us explain things like the behavior of gases.
Oh, okay.
Think about how air expands when heated or how pressure changes in a container.
Right.
It's all about understanding how those countless gas molecules are moving and colliding with each other.
So the next time I pump up my bike tires, I can thank Brownian motion for helping me understand the science behind it.
Exactly, you can.
And it goes even further.
It does.
Think about the concept of temperature itself.
Yeah.
We feel heat as a sensation. But what is it really?
Well, it's actually a measure of the average kinetic energy.
Oh.
Of all those tiny molecules jiggling around in a substance.
So the hotter something is, the faster those molecules are doing their little mosh pit dance.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
And it all comes back to those fundamental principles of Brownian motion that Einstein helped us understand.
This is incredible. It's like this one discovery about these jiggly pollen grains ended up revealing the underlying principles governing so much of our world.
I know. It is incredible.
And it didn't stop there.
It didn't.
The impact of this atomic revelation extended far beyond statistical physics.
Mm.
It also sparked a whole new era of exploration into the realm of quantum mechanics.
It did, yes.
Quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Now, that's a topic that always makes my head spin a little.
I know what you mean.
It's like the Wild West of physics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Where things don't quite follow the rules we're used to in the everyday world.
It really is a different world.
It's like the universe decided to throw out the rule book at that level.
Uh-huh. That's one way to put it.
But Einstein's confirmation of the atomic world, that these tiny particles were actually real.
Yes.
And not just a theoretical concept.
Right.
Gave this quantum revolution even more momentum.
It did. It really pushed things forward.
So it was like Einstein was handing them a map to this quantum territory, saying, hey, it's real, go explore.
Exactly.
It was a crucial piece of the puzzle.
It was.
A validation
that
inspired further exploration into the mysteries of quantum mechanics.
It's amazing to see how it all connected.
It's amazing how these discoveries build on each other.
Yeah.
Like, each one opens a new door
right.
to even more profound insights.
Definitely.
So we've gone from jitterbug pollen to atoms to statistical physics to quantum mechanics.
That's quite a journey.
It's a testament to the interconnectedness of scientific discovery.
It really is.
Sometimes a seemingly simple observation can set off a chain reaction of insights.
I agree.
That completely revolutionize our understanding of the universe.
It's truly remarkable.
So what you're saying is that the universe is full of these hidden connections.
I think so.
And it's up to us curious humans to find them.
I like that.
This is why I love these deep dives.
Me too.
But wait, there's more, right? We've explored the past and the present.
We have.
But what about the future?
Oh, the story of Brownian motion is far from over.
Really?
Its implications continue to ripple through science and technology.
Wow.
Even today.
How so?
From new medical treatments to the development of cutting-edge materials.
Wow.
This seemingly simple phenomenon is driving innovation.
Wow.
In ways that might surprise you.
Okay, now you've really got me intrigued.
Uh-huh.
This is one story I can't wait to hear the ending of. But for now, we're going to take a quick pause to gather our thoughts. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're stepping into the future of Brownian motion. We're back and ready to jump into the future of Brownian motion.
You ready for this?
I am. Let's go.
All right.
So where do we start?
Well, one area where Brownian motion is playing a crucial role is in understanding the human brain.
The brain. That's a big jump from those tiny pollen grains.
Uh-huh. It might seem like a stretch, but think about it.
Okay.
Our brains are these incredibly complex networks of neurons, constantly firing and sending signals to each other.
Billions of neurons all talking to each other. It's amazing.
It really is. And guess what plays a role in how those signals travel between neurons?
What?
Brownian motion. Those signals are carried by chemical messengers called neurotransmitters, and their movement is influenced by Brownian motion.
So those tiny, randomly moving molecules are actually playing a part in how our brains work.
Exactly. And by understanding how these molecules diffuse and interact at the microscopic level, researchers are gaining insights into how our brains process information, learn new things, and even how diseases like Alzheimer's disrupt these crucial processes.
It's like zooming in on the tiniest details to understand the workings of one of the most complex structures in the universe.
It really is a testament to how Brownian motion has become a fundamental tool for understanding complex systems, not just in physics, but in biology, chemistry, and beyond.
Okay, so Brownian motion is helping us unlock the secrets of the brain. What other frontiers is this concept pushing forward?
Well, believe it or not, it's also at the forefront of research in artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Really? Wow. How does this seemingly simple idea connect to something as complex as AI?
Well, one of the biggest challenges in developing sophisticated AI systems is teaching them to learn and adapt like the human brain.
Going beyond just following pre-programmed instructions, but actually being able to learn from experience and make their own decisions.
Exactly. And one approach to achieving this is by using algorithms inspired by Brownian motion. These algorithms, often called stochastic algorithms, introduce an element of randomness into the learning process, mimicking the way Brownian motion influences biological systems.
So instead of following a rigid set of rules, these AI systems are allowed to explore different possibilities, kind of like those jiggling pollen grains exploring their watery world.
That's a great way to think about it. By incorporating this element of randomness inspired by Brownian motion, these AI systems become more flexible, adaptable, and even creative in their problem-solving abilities.
So they're building a kind of digital Brownian motion into these AI systems to make them smarter and more adaptable. That's incredible.
It is, and it's not just AI. The principles of Brownian motion are also being applied in fields like climate modeling, where understanding the random movements of particles in the atmosphere helps us predict weather patterns and climate change.
Wow, it's amazing how this concept, discovered by observing tiny particles under a microscope, has become such a powerful tool for understanding and even shaping our world.
It really is. And that's the beauty of scientific discovery. What starts as a simple observation, a spark of curiosity, can lead to a chain reaction of insights that ripple through time and across disciplines.
It's a story that reminds us that even the smallest things can have the biggest impact. Who would have thought that watching pollen dance could unlock so many secrets of the universe?
I know, right? It really makes you wonder what else is out there just waiting to be discovered.
Exactly. It's a testament to the power of observation, experimentation, and of course, a little bit of genius. And with that, we wrap up another deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.